so we back in the motherfucking house for another edition of your mother. This episode, I'm gonna talk about the 8 Asian women that were shot. I think it was 3 massage spas in Atlanta. It's always weird to see my now hometown state, right? I'm originally from Ohio, but I've lived in Atlanta for the last 22 years. It's always ironic to see news when I'm out of state. I'm actually coming back to Atlanta, but right now I'm in Houston. And it's always weird to see news about Atlanta when I'm outside of Atlanta. Especially shit like this, right? While I don't go to massage parlors and shit like that, I don't have no need to be worried. It's always weird, but in any event, some white terrorists, right? And that's what I'm calling them, because when you go up into a place and shoot unsuspecting victims, right? People that you don't even know, you're a terrorist. Yeah, so like I was saying, when you go up in a place and you shoot unsuspecting people, you are a motherfucking terrorist. Now, if you shoot people that you do know, I need the details. I need to know what happened. Let's just say when motherfuckers get shot that the suspect knows, it's usually provocation, right? There's a motive. Nobody just goes into a random place and shoots people. But if you do go in a place and shoot random people, you are a motherfucking terrorist, because that place will be stigmatized with the reputation of the past shooting, right? That means going on to the future. Whenever somebody thinks of going to a place, that place or a place like it, they're cautious because they know some bad shit has already happened here, so it could possibly happen again by a copycat. Such is the case with the fucking movie theater. And I think the dude James Holmes went up in there and shot 12 motherfuckers and killed them in Aurora, Colorado. People still go to the movies, right? Minus the COVID. People still go to the movies, but they're like me. They're extremely cautious, right? I'm not sitting in the fucking front. I'm sitting in the top back. So if a masked gunman comes in and starts blasting, I won't be the first person hit by the bullets. If your ass is at the bottom row of the movie theaters, if a person comes in with a gun and starts shooting, you don't really have too much time to get away. That's not to say that the person at the top won't get shot also, but hey, you can jump over the railing, probably fall and twist your ankle, but you can make it to the exit, right? Now, that's not to say people are going to stop patronizing places that disasters happen or fatalities happen, right? Planes crash into the Twin Tower buildings, people still catch flights. They had a mass shooting at a country music concert. People still go to country music concerts. Hell, they even had some Muslims splash up a place up in France. People still go to France, and last time I checked, people ain't moved out of France. So people are still going to go to these places, but they're going to be a little bit more wary and cautious, right? As with the place that was shot up and killed, where 8 Asian women were killed by a white terrorist. People were still going to go to spas and shit, get a massage and a happy ending. They just might be wary. Right? Especially massage parlors, right? Spas are now probably going to have security. Hell, if it was up to me, I'd have security and I'd have people at the door with a metal detector, right? That way, if you do got a pistol, you got to leave that bitch in the car. Or if you do come in there and you're hell-bent on shooting a bunch of motherfuckers, getting pedicures, manicures, facials, and happy endings, and massages, at least there'll be somebody on the premises with a gun. That can at least redirect the gunfire, right? Think about it. If they got security, and the security starts shooting at the gunman, at least the gunman won't shoot at the customers. But that's not primarily what this episode is about. This episode is about just a week ago, or several weeks ago, the major media outlets were pitting black people as anti-racial against Asian Americans, right? Claiming that since the Kung Flu virus or the China flu, aka COVID, has been in America, this caused people, namely black people, displeasure. Now, this couldn't be far from the truth. The only people that's really like pissed off about COVID-19 having to wear a mask and all this shit because of the virus that originated in Wuhan, China, are white people. Primarily. Now, does that mean that there's no disgruntled niggas that blame the virus on Chinese people? Of course there are, but we're not fucking beating and assaulting people. I think they showed a news clipping where a black dude punched out an Asian woman, right? For no particular reason. I mean, I don't know what reason you would have to punch out an 86-year-old elderly Chinese woman, right? Bitch don't owe you no money. But they tried to make, like, that was grounds to call it anti-Asian racism. Well, we already know why the media does that, because white people don't want to be pegged in a bad light. If majority of them are going off on Asian Americans because of the coronavirus, that makes white people look bad. But that's the reality in America that we live in. White people have a biased media platform, biased media apparatus, so they're not gonna show the shitty shit that they do to other people. They're gonna make these anomaly situations a fucking grounds for a whole movement against black people, right? Because black people are protesting police brutality, injustices in America from the judicial system, and they're trying to take light off that shit. And I see you, Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, y'all ain't slick. But they couldn't escape this white gunman going into a fucking 3 massage parlors and splashing up the Asian women up in there. Now, while I might be saying this shit in haste or in jest, I'm not trying to make light of it. Anytime a person is shot by random gunfire, it's a fucking bad day. Not too much that I give a fuck about the people, but I don't want to be in a place that there's random gunfire. And if random gunfire can happen to Asian people and other white people, it can happen to a group of black people. See Charleston, North Carolina. Now, I don't think there needs to be any strict gun laws put in place. You already heard my episode on that. My sentiment is I think white people need to undergo psychiatric evaluation before getting a pistol. Also have a background check done federally and statewide, or federally and locally. Only then, once they pass the checks, they should be able to get guns, because they own more guns than anybody in America. More than Chinese people, more than black people, more than Latino people, more than anybody in America. White people got the guns. But you know, they don't make provisions and blanketed laws for white people. So, I digress on gun laws. However, they couldn't escape this shit because there was footage of a white man going up in the parlors and shooting Asian women. And white people, like any other people, know if the shit happens to Chinese people, it can happen to them. So, they're pegging this dude as a lone gunman, right? Ironically, when white men could commit mass terrorism, it's always an isolated incident. Like, they ain't all, like, on some rogue shit, right? But when a black person does a drive-by or some shit, gang members in fucking Chicago shoot at niggas and clip old ladies and kids coming out of grocery stores, they want to conflate it like it's black-on-black violence. Or like it's black people are violent people innately. But I digress. In any event, They can't escape this, and now there's been an outcry for Black and Asian solidarity. But my sentiment on that is, while I do have certain empathy for them, right? I don't want nobody to get shot by gunfire. I don't give a fuck what color you are. But don't expect me to like be a part of your movement when there are Asian beauty stores, Asian salons, Asian spas, or manicure shops, nail shops, whatever you like to call them, where store owners are beating the bricks off of Black women, right? Or Asian convenience stores where they calling a nigga, and just showing anti-Black racism. Don't expect me to be your ally when that shit is the consensus. And it ain't just one beauty supply store, nail shop and shit, or convenience store that a Black person is being beat up or called a derogatory slur. This shit's been happening since motherfuckers been in America, right? If you don't believe me, see the case of Latasha Johnson. I think that's what her name was, if my memory serves me correct. Latasha Johnson was a Black woman that was, I think she was 14. She went into an Asian convenience store to get an orange juice. They're claiming that she tried to steal it. She said she didn't steal it. They had no proof that she stole it, nor did they have proof that she stole any other thing from the store. But she was shot in the head by an Asian convenience store owner. To which the Black people in South Central LA damaged, vandalized, and burned that motherfucker to the ground, as they should, because the store owner was not charged, tried, and convicted. So Asians have a fucking notorious history of being anti-racist towards Black people. Or not anti-racist, but anti-Black race. Have a history of anti-Black racism. So now the chickens are coming home to roost, right? Their beloved white people that Asian Americans so dearly covet. Not all of them, but a good number of them. A good number of them, they admire white people. They hold white people in high regards. And they're polite and respectful towards white people. Right? Now, don't believe me. If you ever watched an anime movie, even their Chinese or Asian characters don't resemble Asian people. They look like white people. See, Dragon Ball Z, any other fucking anime cartoon, right? Motherfuckers be having pink and blonde hair, pink skin. They don't look like any Asian motherfuckers I ever saw. Now, while Asian people do dye their hair different colors and even blonde, right? The characters that they draw in their comic books, by and large, don't look Asian, right? Now, you may have a character here and there that has slanty eyes, black hair, or whatever. But for the most part, they got blonde hair and big wide eyes. Now, one has to ask, why is that? Well, if Black women have a low self-esteem because of the European-American standard of beauty, which is white women, it's not Black standard, it's white standard, has some effect on Black women, you got to know that Asian people probably have an inferiority complex or a self-esteem issue when it comes to the way they look comparative to white people. They probably find the way that white people look more admirable than the way they look. Now, I don't know if that's the case, and Bruce Lee, as a Chinese Asian American, admired the way he looked and other Asian people. Now, this isn't a consensus of all Asian people, but there's a fraction of them that have a high regard of white people. And I'm only going off my observation on their depiction of their own creations, right? So if you have a cartoon and all your characters resemble white people, I might be assuming, but that's the assumption I'm going to take, that you admire white people more so than the people that your culture resembles, right? But in any event, 8 women was fatally shot and murdered. White people have to report on this shit, not really because they give a fuck, but because it happened in a major black city, right? Now, Atlanta is a 54.5% black population. Has a very small Asian population of any ethnicity, right? I can say this from experience. There are not a lot of Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Vietnamese, Cambodian, Laos, Filipino, or any other Asian ethnicity floating around the city of Atlanta. Now, there are a small fraction of them, mostly in Gwinnett County, places like Doraville, Chamblee, but it's a very, very minuscule population. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Asian population in Atlanta, Georgia is probably 0.5%. In the state of Georgia is probably 1%, right? It's not like LA, it's not like New York, it ain't like Philadelphia. Hell, it ain't even like Houston. Since I've been to Houston, I've seen a lot of fucking Asian people, right? Namely Chinese and Korean. So they got a report on this shit. They can't really sweep this one under the rug. Let's just say this shit ain't gonna go unnoticed. But I will say, it is a tragedy. And like I said before, no one needs to be a victim of random gunfire. Or gunfire in any capacity, right? You should be able to go out, live your life without fear of a fucking lunatic coming in there and blasting everybody, right? Because life ain't going his way. Shit, take me for example. Shit in my life ain't really going too swell. And I'm in my late 30s, but you don't see me going into places shooting people because I ain't a fucking lunatic. Now, I don't know the dude's mental state, and they'll probably try to peg this as he was mentally deranged or temporarily insane or whatever fucking excuse white people make in the court of law. Probably wouldn't get no action, right? Asian bitches wasn't showing him no love. White women wrote his broke white ass off. He looked like a fucking broke-ass white man. So, he probably said, fuck it. Which is typically what white men, broke white men do. They say, fuck it. They grab their gun, or one of their guns, or several of their guns. They go into a place and shoot several motherfuckers. Only thing is, this coward couldn't take himself out. Now, I'm not saying you should commit suicide or you should do anything of the sort after shooting multiple people. But if you shoot multiple people, you should probably take yourself out, right? Like, who the fuck? What are you going to do? You're not going to escape conviction, right? You're going to prison. And I don't know about you, but who the fuck wants to go to prison? Because he killed 8 people. So you're not going to get life. You're going to get life without the possibility of parole. Plus 99 years, right? Even white people know how to put away their fucking most violent offenders. Don't let this motherfucker back on the streets. He already shot 8 people. He may shoot 16 or 600. Who knows? But all I'm going to say is, if he wasn't getting no action on the streets, he gonna be real popular in a prison that's 83% black. And he looked like he was about in his 30s. He looked like he was about 5'6", 7'8", some shit like that. If he shot a whole bunch of Asian women, he can't fight. He gonna be somebody bitch for the next 100 years. Or whenever the fuck he died. Because I don't think they're going to give him the death penalty. But I could be wrong. The state of Georgia does have the death penalty. So who knows. They might give his ass the gas chamber. Lethal injection. Anyways, I don't want to focus too much on the gunmen. I do want to focus on the Asian community. This right here is your nigga wake-up call. You can't be shitting on black people, assaulting them in your establishments without provocation. Now, there's exceptions to that. Black bitch still in your shop, beat the brakes off her. Or, you know what, just call law enforcement. How about that? But don't target black people and siphon money out the hood, then allow the narrative to be that there's anti-Asian racism against you, and now you want solidarity. It don't work like that. In the words of Tariq Nasheed, hold your own nuts. Anyways, that's just been my thoughts, ideals, and opinions on that. If you've been entertained, enlightened, informed, that's what's up. If you want to reach out to me, you know how to do it. If you don't, go back and listen to previous episodes. It'll show you how. And I'm out. Thank you.